The continued swelling of Lake Ontario is offering little relief to shoreline residents in central New York. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, homeowners in the Cayuga County village of Fairhaven are encouraged by the unexpected amount of help they're getting.
In Fairhaven, a group of inmates from the Cayuga County Jail are filling sandbags. Fairhaven Mayor James Basile was able to enlist the inmates after declaring a state of emergency in the village. He says they have been a huge asset in filling some 20,000 sandbags.
That took one activity that we didn't have to man up. That takes sometimes anywhere between 6-8 up to 10 people.
But Neil Rivenberg with the Cayuga County Emergency Management Office says most of the help is coming from organizations like the Christian Disaster Service, Mennonite Disaster Service, and area volunteer fire departments.
I mean, we're 40 plus strong today. We've been averaging 80 a day in volunteers helping out. So the support from our county and the neighboring communities that aren't impacted has been great.
Volunteers delivered sandbags to Tom Kirsch's home.
A lot of good guys working real hard. Good neighbors.
But even with the sandbags, Kirsch's home is still facing the brimming water of Little Sodus Bay, which has submerged his dock and is showing no signs of receding. In Fairhaven, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.
Water levels on Lake Ontario are 30 inches higher than the long-term average, and the water is the highest it's been since the 1950s, before water levels started being regulated.